9, Highway 71. I'm not sure if it's north or south, but they can give you that right instruction. But that's right there, Bethel Divine Intervention Ministry with Apostle Ronald and Pastor Earlene Edison on Wednesday. And you know he was talking. And the Bible says, wherever two or three of you are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. And he said, boy, I'm talking about whatever two of you shall agree on earth that's touching anything, it shall be done. So, hey, we come on this radio broadcast, hallelujah, today, man, to just, man, speak life to you into your circumstances, into your situation, into your symptoms. So that, boy, I'm talking about God's kingdom and God's will can begin to take root on the inside of you and that you can grow up, man, entire, wanting nothing. Not only receiving your salvation, but our healing, our deliverance, whatever we might need deliverance from, whatever we might need healing from, whatever we might need saving from, whatever we might need provisions for, that it begin to be manifested in our lives from this moment forward for all eternity. So Apostle Ron and Pastor Earlene, it's an honor to have y'all all here with me today. And as we had stated earlier, you know, we just want to just speak life into this circle of influence, into these body of believers that God has afforded us the opportunity to have listening to the radio broadcast today and decree and declare, you know, God's kingdom and God's will in their lives. So, hey, you know, I turn a portion of this ministry over into you to speak into their lives, to pray into their lives, to decree and declare into their lives. Whatever the Holy Spirit would have you say or do in this time, you know, that would speak life to them, you know. I yield the radio broadcast to you. It's an honor and a privilege. In Jesus' name, go ahead.
Amen. First of all, I want to greet each and every one of you by way of radio. And thank God we greet you in the love of Jesus Christ. Thank God for Pastor Arthur LaVall to have us on again. And it's just a blessing to always be a part and connected to this powerful ministry that God has connected to with Pastor Arthur LaVall and his ministerial staff. And it's also always a blessing to be able to stretch our voices throughout radio land that the word of God can go forth. Amen. He was saying so much I love about this ministry here is that Pastor always talk about the kingdom of God, kingdom of God. And if you're not preaching the kingdom of God, then you have none effect. But thank God for his kingdom. And one thing I learned about the kingdom of God, Jesus Christ's government is not predicated upon sight, but it's about faith. Everything about God's government is dealing with faith. You cannot please God without faith. And matter of fact, the word has already instructed each and every one of us that without faith is impossible to please God, according to Hebrews 11:6. However, I'm thinking about the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it's about what the gospel is and what the gospel is not. And first of all, the gospel of Jesus Christ is not some watered-down message, some sugar-coated message, some naming and claiming message. It cannot be bought. You cannot buy this gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not about things and stuff, cars and yachts and Mercedes-Benz and all this kind of thing. The gospel of Jesus Christ is power.
Yes, come on, bro.
Theologians call the gospel the charismatic, which is in reference to the death, the burial, and the resurrection and ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So whenever we present the gospel, the kingdom of God, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is near you. It's in your mouth. So whenever we present the kingdom or the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, we're presenting healing. We're presenting God's authority. We're administering power and authority and healing. So one thing I want to encourage the body of Jesus Christ today is that the gospel of Jesus Christ have never lost its power, and it never will lose its power. Come on, bro. The death, are still brought back to life. Yes. The lame still walk. Yes. The mute still talk. Yes. The blind still see. The lepers are still cleansed.
Yes.
The deaf still hears.
Yes.
And
yes.
the sick is still healed. And the yes. gospel is still preached to the
yes,
poor.
Lord.
And
yes,
for
Lord.
The most part, the captives are still yes. set yes. free. So yes. this hour today, it yes. is not yes. about my faith,
come on.
But it's about your faith.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
where you... All throughout recorded the history of the Bible, Jesus always asked the said these words, quote unquote, he said that your faith had mm-hmm. made you whole.
Mm.
So whatever we declare today in prayer, whatever we pray today about healing, it's not me, Ronald Edison, that's doing the healing, and it's not Pastor Earlene Edison that's doing the healing. Or Pastor Arthur LaVoy, any other man or woman of God, but it's according to the work and the act of the Holy Spirit and your
yes.
faith.
That's it.
So it's up to you today to receive your healing today according yes. to your faith.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to start off by declaring God's word and not my word. I'm going to pray this word, and then uh-huh. as God leads me to pray, I'm going to pray for some people. But the word of God and the works of the Holy Spirit and through your faith, you will be made whole.
Come
so
on.
Here are some healing scriptures I would like to pray out. According to Deuteronomy, like chapter 28, verse 4, it says, blessed shall there be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy ground, the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy cows and flocks and thy sheep. In Isaiah 53:5, it said that Jesus was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes ye were healed. It says in Psalm 103, verses 1 through 3, it said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases.
Oh, yes.
And in Matthew 4:23, this is the word of the Lord, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our infirmities, which we
yes.
know upon a cross. Third John 2 said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even yes. as thy soul prospered. And
yes.
in Psalm 107:20, it said, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from thy destruction, that men might
yes.
praise God for his wonderful works of goodness among the children of men.
Yes,
and then in Luke 10:9, he talks about uh-huh. into whosoever city you shall enter and they receive you,
uh-huh.
he say, eat such things that are set before you. That's any house that receive you. So anybody uh-huh. on by radio to receive the word of the Lord or what's spoken through the men and women of God today
uh-huh.
and receive what we are saying, you receive Jesus. And he said, and heal the sick that are therein, and saying to them, the kingdom of God is
yeah.
come near to you.
Hello,
so the Lord, whosoever received these prayers today, allow your kingdom to be released right in their living rooms, their
yeah.
bedrooms, their cars,
yeah.
their jobs,
yeah.
their
yeah.
Churches, sanctuaries,
yeah.
their
yeah.
carports or patios, what they might be sitting up on in today, in
yeah.
the hospital beds right now. Lord, I bind our doubt and fears
yeah.
and distrust in your word today in the
yeah.
name of Jesus. So, Father God, by the power of the Holy Spirit right now, Lord,
yeah.
I come up against the spirit of sugar, diabetes,
yeah.
high blood pressures, high
yeah.
cholesterol, clogging,
yeah.
clogging up arteries. Crooked
yes.
neck vertebrae and
yes.
back vertebrae right
yes.
now in the name of Jesus, that they don't need no screws, Father God, but you release the manifestation of the Holy Spirit right now, God. I come up against the spirit of mind disorders. In the name of Jesus, put on the mind of Jesus Christ. Let his mind be in them, which was also in Christ Jesus. They don't need a psychiatrist to medicate them. All they'll do is get hooked on drugs. But we declare decreeing right now the transformation of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. And it's not by might, and it's not by power, but it's by your spirit, says the Lord. For you said it is the spirit that quicken and the flesh profit nothing. Your words are spirit and they are life, and your word won't return into them void. Right now, you sent your word and heal them and deliver them from that destruction, Father God, that men might praise you, Father God, for your goodness today, God. I come up against stomach ulcers, Father God, and anything in there, large intestines or small intestines, that's causing them not to digest their food, Father God. Anything that's not of you, we cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We come up against arthritis right now, God. In the name of Jesus, cramps right now, Father God.
In the name
and any kind of bones, Father God, marrow not going right in their bones, any bone cancer, we come up against it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, we come up against liver disease, kidney disease right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, rebuke strokes right now. In the name of Jesus, we come up against aneurysms right now, God. Lord, we release the healing anointing to allow their blood to flow the way you designed it to flow right now. We come against hepatitis C right now, in the name of Jesus. BNA right now, God. Release your blood right now. Release your healing in the name of Jesus right now. And God, we thank you that you are a healer, Father God. It's still a bomb and Gilead right now, God. You are the one that died upon the cross and took all manner of sickness and diseases right now, God. And we come against all generational curses, Father God, that was handed down from the great-great grandfathers and 10th and 3rd and 4th and 30th generation, Father God, that heart disease, that cancer spirit, Lord, rebuke it in Jesus' name right now. And we declare your blood right now, and I pass this back to Pastor Earlene Edison right now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Father God. We just thank you, Lord God, for this truth. Father God, we overcame. Jesus overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of his testimony. That's how we're going to overcome in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
God is truth and he do not lie. And we thank you, Lord. He said whatever he says, whatever you ask in the name of Jesus, that he would do so his Father would be glorified. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that your word do not lie, and Father God, it will not return unto you void. Jesus came, oh God, in the name of Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of his peace was upon us. But he took it all. He took it away from you. He took away the cancer. All you have to do is believe. In the name of Jesus, he stopped the hearts. In the name of Jesus, he wants your heart to beat according to as he ordained it to. In the name of Jesus. So you claim that your heart is beating as God ordained it to beat in the name of Jesus, because he is not a liar in Jesus' holy name. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the person who walks in fear right now. Oh, you don't have to fear. All you have to do, the Bible says, just believe. Joshua told them that they were to believe and not fear in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we Thank you for removing that spirit of fear right now. Let them feel the presence of your anointing upon them right now in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your mighty power coming through this prayer line in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you suffer no man, oh, God, to touch your anointed. So we bind and break every curse that people try to put on your anointed, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we denounce those curses. And we send them back to where they came from. Oh, God, we thank you that you are powerful, God. And, Lord God, you can stop any demonic force that the enemy sends to this radio land way, oh God. Father God, we thank you that no voodoo, no hoodoo, or no you do can harm them, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. We come against that power of fear right now. Thank you. Believe in your Lord. Believe in the Lord God, and you shall be saved. In Jesus' holy name, you cannot believe what man says or think about what man is doing, because God is not like a man that he should lie. And we glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. We speak life into the lungs of everybody that's listening on this radio line. We speak life into those lungs. We speak the breath of freshness into those lungs in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we cover that heart right now with your blood in Jesus' holy name. We thank you for the blood that took away all sin, all sickness, all diseases in Jesus' holy name. And we come against the spirit of hepatitis C right now in Jesus' holy name. Oh, we believe for you out there in radio land, but you have to believe for yourself, because Jesus said that whatever you ask, that would he do. And that is including your healing. That is including your salvation. Turn your heart back to the Lord. Turn your heart back to God, and he will hear you. He will deliver you. He will save you. He will break every curse from over you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we just thank you right now that you hear us when we pray. We thank you, Lord God, that your word will not return unto you void. And Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for moving across this radio line in the name of Jesus. Every backbone, every joint, every disc in the name of Jesus have to line up with the word of God. And Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. And most of all, we thank you for your darling son, Jesus, who died for everything that is going on with the people in radio land. Do not fear, but trust in God, and he will move on your behalf. And it is in Jesus' name that I pray, and I pass it back to Pastor Arthur. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, God said, you know, he sent his word, and his word healed us. That's what he said for us to do, to speak life to one another. You know, it's one thing, man, you know, to pray and do our prayer and everything else. But then, man, after this pray, then, man, is what we say that then get determined whether the answer is received or not. You know, God sent his word, and his word, it did it all. His word would save us. His word would heal us. His word is what delivers us. Everything that he do with his word, by the power of his Holy Spirit. That's the Godhead. That's the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all one. three essences of the Most High God, the Godhead. The Father, that's the source and sustainer. The Son, that's the Word. The Holy Vision, that's the person. That's the life. Yeah. That's the full essence of the whole thing, you know. That's all of it, all in one. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit, God said, He sent His Word, and His Word healed them. So, hey, listen, we send the Word out there to you. Whatever your need might be, whatever your ailment might be, whatever you might be dis at ease with, whatever it might be, whatever infirmity it might be, whether it's made on this radio broadcast or not, man, by the stripes of Jesus, we ain't trying to get here. By the stripes of Jesus, we were here. Man. We ain't trying to get God to do something, man. He's already done. And we're not careful. That's what we be. That's how our mindset be. We'll be trying to get God to do what He's already done instead of just, man, receiving it. We just got to get what we already have instead of just having what's already ours. So how we start having what's already ours? And you start declaring.
Yeah.
The prophet said when he first begun, you know, it's according to your faith.
Amen.
According to what you believe. If you believe the Word and you receive the Word, that by the stripes of Jesus you hear, and the Word that has been spoken over your life, if you believe it, then you receive it and you speak it and you decree it and you declare it. So that's what determines, man, what the outcome going to be, what you get up saying after you pray. Hey, listen, God sent His Word, and His Word healed us. So what you get up saying after you pray, man, you get up saying that. Right. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Yeah, but the doctor say I got high blood pressure. The doctor say I got this, and the doctor say I need this operation. And thank God for the doctor and hospital and everything else. But, boy, you can grow to a level in your faith. Well, man, I'm talking about, boy, you are putting, man, what God word, man, say over anything that anybody say, even over what the body say.
Yeah.
Begin to walk in the miraculous life that Jesus Christ come and provided for us. When we start seeing the miraculous, when God's word begin to take central focus and first place in our lives over every word, over even what the body say, what the doctor say about what the body say, what the circumstance or situation or symptoms say, man, above all of that, we begin to take what God say about our circumstance, situation, and symptoms, and make that, man, our confession of faith and maintain that, and don't get weary in decreeing and declaring, man, declaring what, brother Arthur? The answer to the prayer. If
yeah.
You believe, man, you receive, then you speak it. You decree it. And
nice.
You declare it. What you doing, man? You confessing. You believe it in your heart, and you confessing with your mouth. And that's what the word says. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you shall be saved. You shall be healed. You shall be delivered. You shall be provided for. What you got to do, hey, listen, if the word spoke to your life, like I said, it ain't about what you hear, man, through our voices. If you can hear what the Holy Spirit say to you about what you heard through our voices. What you heard through our voices. Then, man, I'm talking about, man, everything that you have need of, man, God got it. And God, man, ain't holding nothing back from you. All we got to do is, man, learn the proper procedures on how to appropriate. Watch this. How to appropriate in our lives what God has already done. Listen, that was 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ bore them stripes on His back.
Man.
That's something that God, you got to get God to do. That's something that He done 2,000 years ago. How come it ain't being more and more manifested because of a lack of knowledge?
Yeah.
You know, that's why I say that's a going on in God. And He got to continue growing and growing and growing. We ain't reached the mark yet, but it's time for us to get on course toward that destination. And start seeing the glory of God manifesting in our lives instead of just operating in doubt and unbelief. How? By receiving God's word and allowing our faith to be developed and grow. How you allow your faith to be developed and grow? By hearing and hearing and hearing what? The word of God. And listen, especially when we start hearing yourself. So now, you can get a little bit of faith by hearing what we say, but when you start hearing yourself, say, boy, what God say, boy. Then I'm talking about your faith being developed. Then when you start hearing yourself say, man, by His stripes I'm here. When you start hearing yourself say, great is He that's in me and He that's in the world. When you start hearing yourself say, I can do all things Christ who strengthens me. When you start hearing yourself say, man, no weapon formed against me will ever prosper. When you start hearing yourself say, I'm talking about I got power over all the power of my enemy. When you start hearing yourself decree and declare what you want in your home, in your life, in your neighborhood, in your community, man. When you start decreeing and declaring what, boy, what God said about it, what God said about it, He wanted on earth just like it is in him. Glory to God.
Amen.
We got to decree that, and we got to declare that. That's what Jesus did. The Bible says, pray one before day, he would go and he would pray. And boy, he'd get along with his father, boy, and after he come out of prayer and fellowshipping with the Father, man, and allowing the Holy Ghost, man, and him and the Father to commune together. And baby, once he come out of prayer, baby, I'm talking about you start casting out demons, opening blind eyes, man, unstopping. He wasn't praying then. He was doing like we were doing just a few minutes ago. He was decreeing and declaring.
Decreeing.
That's why we say again, man, listen, you ain't the sick trying to get healed. You already healed. And because of a lack of knowledge, the devil been stealing our help from us. Oh, but if you catch a thief, glory. He not only got to give back what he's been stealing from you, but he got to pay restitution too, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
We can bind him up, man, and we can imprison him, and we can put him in jail, and we can cast him out, and we can stop him, man, from impacting the influence of our life, and not only our life, but our circle of influence too, hallelujah. And God will use us, glory to God, to go into our world and let the world know that God was in Christ Jesus reconciling the world back unto himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not imputing man trespass against them, man, and has given unto us. Who?
Amen.
All of us, under the sign of my boy, what? The ministry of reconciliation. Glory to God. But that God was in Christ Jesus, man, reconciling the world back to himself. Hallelujah. And, man, as a result of it, we have been made ambassadors
of
Christ. What do you mean, ambassador of Christ? It was the same thing Jesus did, man. When he come out of prayer, he wasn't praying for him, boy. He told a man who was sick, man, with the palsy, rise up and take up your bed. He told a man with the withered hand, stretch forth your hand. He told the people, man, had the leprosy. He said, go show yourself to the priest, hallelujah. The only time you go show yourself to the priest is if you was already healed, glory to God. Hallelujah. What do you call it? He was calling them healed even before they saw it, even before it was manifested, like a prophet say. What that is, that faith then that caused them to start heading toward the priest's house. They was healed. And you might not understand everything and receive everything, but what if you start heading toward boy what God's word says? If you start heading in that direction, say, I'm healed, I'm healed. If you start heading that way, well, start talking like it, start thinking like it, start acting like it, and line up on line and precept up on precept, man. What we doing there, we just becoming who we already are. Even if it don't happen instantly, that don't mean that it ain't happening. That means you just becoming it. Once you believe it, grab a hold to it, and place it in your possession, then you start decreeing it and declaring it.
Yeah.
What happens is you call it things that be not as though they were. And guess what's going to happen more if you keep calling? You keep calling If you keep calling, baby, it's coming. You keep calling, man, things that be not as though they were. You keep calling, man, your sick body healed by the
Spirit. Yeah.
You start calling all your needs met, man. You start calling that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. How you start calling, and I guarantee you it'll happen, man. And that's what we do today. We call for everything that pertains to life and God into all of our lives, for God has summoned into his presence today. So I decree to you, you be healed. You be blessed. You be, man, saved and delivered and provided for. And you be, man, all that God decreed and declared that you be in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And he who have begun a good work on the inside of you, he will complete. Hey, listen, my wife, Yelly, and I, Apostle Ronald, and his wife, Yelly, and I, we love y'all with the love of the Lord. And we decree and declare God's best for y'all life. Hallelujah. And once again, if we could be of any assistance to you and come in agreement with you, our number at Kingdom Life Fellowship is area code 713-870-3776. Apostle Ron and Earlene, if you would give your contact information to anybody that would like to, for us to come in agreement with you before we close, we got about 30 seconds left. And give your information to them if they'd like to contact you and be in agreement with you in anything.
Amen. 337-441-1665 and 318-359-7892.
Amen. Hey, listen, Ray, we love you, and we decree and declare once again God's best for your life. Be it unto you according to God's word. Be saved, be healed, be delivered, and be provided for. But that's your inheritance. In Jesus' name, we look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye. Thank you, Pastor. and Pastor.